Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
But 40 minutes away from a brand new episode of The Teacher Test. Yeah. You know, if Kelly was not a radio personality, she would have gone into the world of teaching because she loves to give back.
She loves to give back.
She does.
That's me. That's my heart.
That's Kelly right there.
So, Kelly, I'm a giver. Somewhere.
No, I'm just telling you. I was just setting up that we're going to do the teacher test.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
And that's what teachers do. They give back.
They give back. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And talking about teaching, yes, Al, he's going there.
Well, I thought he was going somewhere with that.
Okay.
It's like Al's new to the show.
Yeah. It's just a tease. Just a tease, dude.
Al, what's your t-shirt?
Al, JC, I think you're going somewhere with that.
Al's wearing an Eclipse t-shirt.
I know, it's a week late. I know. Y'all, you have to understand two things. Like I said, I was sniffing
the bleach.
Pines of bleach or something, doing a clean yesterday, and laundry in my apartment right now is like past due. Past due.
Laundry is?
So, yes. I walked to my truck this morning with just my wife beater on here and hoping that I had some giveaway shirt in my, the person that gave me this. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to call your shirt a giveaway. But hoping I had a spare shirt in my truck.
We have a closet full of shirts in our bathroom.
I know, Kelly. And this was it. This may be the last t-shirt I have.
All right.
Why don't you hire someone just to do your laundry?
I need to.
Yeah.
I need to.
There are laundry services.
Or you can take your laundry to the dry cleaner and bag. Yeah. They do it like there's a cheap rate.
By the pound or something.
Yeah.
Are you going to come to work shirtless tomorrow if you don't have a shirt to wear?
Oh.
Is that what we can look forward to?
Don't get me hopeful.
You have underwear? That's usually what you run out of.
No, I got underwear.
Undie check.
All right, undie check.
That's got blacks.
Oh, yeah, regular black. Nordstrom.
Woo! Close. We match color.
There you go.
And we're wearing our all blacks hats.
Yeah, shout out. This nice gentleman.
We have a gentleman from New Zealand who listens to the show, and he showed up with really nice gifts for us yesterday.
Yes.
So he's cool.
Like, y'all got those cool hats, which I'm not familiar with rugby, but apparently All Blacks is a very popular rugby team.
Yeah.
And Jenna and I got Swarovski crystal.
Oh, I know. You got a pug.
I got a pug.
Yeah.
I got a beautiful votive. So this just should serve as a lesson to other listeners.
He's actually outside again.
Bring us
stuff.
Is he
outside?
Yeah, he's outside
again. Bring him
in.
Are the All Blacks all white?
It's like,
Are the All Blacks all white?
No, they're dudes from New Zealand that play on the New Zealand national team, I believe.
Okay.
He'll tell us. But while we get him in here, if you want to check out ACL, the Kid Craddock Morning Show and Austin Way Magazine, want to send you to the Austin City Limits Music Festival. Yes, you could be at ACL with a friend for a music-packed VIP weekend featuring Foster the People. Yeah. Also there, Tove Lo. Vance Joy is going to be there as well. And you know who else is going to be there, Jenna?
Who?
The Killers. Martin Garrix is going to be up there mixing it up. Also, part-time Justin's favorite rapper right now, Chance the Rapper, is going to be there.
Oh, cool.
I'm starting to get really into Chance. Our boy Trey's wearing the Chance hat today. If you see the number 3 hats, Kelly, that's Chance the Rapper.
Why?
That's his thing.
Is that his favorite number?
You get 3 chances.
Probably. It's his third album, that's why. You'll also get to check out the Red Hot Chili Peppers. They'll be there. And this one's the one we're excited about because the headliner this year is Jay-Z.
Oh, wow.
Big lineup.
Guess who else?
Well,
me.
Oh, Jenna's going to be there
I'm going to be there.
Yeah, you can catch her out there.
I'll hang out with you guys if you win.
And we got you set up nicely, too. You're going to stay at the beautiful JW Marriott Hotel right in the heart of downtown Austin. You can enter daily through Monday at KidNation.com for your chance to win. So make sure you go every day, KidNation.com, and enter. Details below on our VIP tickets for the contest giveaway. I got you. Weekend 1, which is October 6th through the 8th. It's a 3-day VIP ticket admittance. Admittance? I can't say that word.
These VIP packages are awesome because if you try and buy them, they're probably sold out by now.
You've done it before,
they're
right?
a fortune. Well, no. I mean, I've only ever gotten to go if I was kind of working, you know, and that's what I'm doing this year, which I'm excited about because this VIP is incredible. When I've gotten to go, I didn't get free drinks. I just might have known someone. I mean, you're getting unlimited access to the VIP Grove. So, you know, it's hot in Austin. They have these misters. So you're back in this area that you're getting these misters. You're getting free food,
beer.
Gourmet food, gourmet drinks. Yeah, anyway. So it's really awesome. Catered lunch and dinner. You get mini spa treatments all weekend long.
Cool.
Most importantly, the shade, like Jenna was talking about, so you can relax.
Air-conditioned bathrooms.
That's the clutch right there.
There's these little things that you don't think much about that are just make your weekend so much better when you're at a music festival.
And if you don't want to carry your bags around all that, they have a concierge and locker services, so you can
store
that away.
You have to have Wi-Fi so you can post your great experience.
So if you want to check it out, ACL, you want to go down there, go to kidnation.com. Sign up every day.
I'm so excited to go.
Got it.
They asked me who I wanted to interview, and I'm like, Jay-Z. Uh-huh. Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yep.
So we'll see.
That would be so cool if we got to talk. Have you ever met him?
I met Jay-Z when I was a little kid.
Did you really?
Uh-huh. I have to show you a photo. I look gross. I was so ugly. I don't know how I had friends.
Oh, did you have that ponytail in the front?
No, I look like a boy.
You know what? Oh, my wife looked like a boy, too, when she was little.
That's okay.
Yeah. Just say
You guys turned into beautiful flowers.
I got made fun of all the time, yeah.
Hey, you should see me. I didn't get made fun of, though, and I was not attractive, but I had friends. Being pretty doesn't mean...
No.
Only pretty kids don't have friends.
And didn't you say that you were just really tall and people didn't want to mess with
really
you?
I was really tall, and yeah. I was big, and I had curly, frizzy hair and freckles and... big glasses and braces. I was a mess, but I had friends.
That's great.
Yeah, Kelly looked like Barb from Stranger Things.
I did. That's my yearbook photo. Yeah. Well, not that was my yearbook photo, because I get a little bit dressed up for yearbook photo.
You did? Yeah.
I wore prairie blouses.
Oh, that's a good look. That's a good look right there.
The prairie skirts were in and prep. We would tweeze our eyebrows super, super pencil thin. Cloisonné necklaces were very popular.
Cloisonné?
Yeah, it's like little ceramic beads. Atabead necklaces were huge.
What?
Atabead? See, yeah, it was like
so many words.
Well, like it's like almost like charm yeah. bracelets, except you'd add a bead. So, like for every birthday or something, people would give you beads to add to your necklace.
Oh, add a bead. Okay.
Add a bead.
I thought that was like a brand or something. Yeah. Okay.
Add puka shells once.
Oh,
yeah. That's the hot boys wore puka shells.
I had a unibrow. I miss it.
Your unibrow?
Yeah.
You want to grow it out?
I'm trying. Look.
Why don't you bring it back like Frida?
Hey, sometimes you wake up and you have one.
Yeah.
Wake up with a unibrow?
You got to roll with it.
I've done that a couple
times. I got this hair growth.
Yeah.
It wasn't mine.
She was next to you.
Hey, let's open up the phone lines, Kid Nation. Let's get to Does That Make Me Crazy?
All right.
KidNation.com, by the way, is where you go for the ACL, if you didn't hear it earlier.
Okay.
But if you want to give us a call right now at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And let us know those things you do that you may consider normal, mm-hmm. but your friends would not.
Like, yeah, it's kind of crazy, dude.
Yeah, we've been doing this long enough to tell you if you're crazy or not. We don't have PhDs or anything. We just tell you.
We know.
Yeah, like from the text, Big Al, I would love to do all your laundry.
That makes you crazy.
That makes you way crazy. You don't know what Big Al's been
doing.
But thank you.
Yes. Yeah. Come on over. I'll get with you.
All right. Let's hear your quirkiness. Does That Make Me Crazy? Kid Nation is next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Got teacher test in about 20 minutes. How did the first day of school go for Mrs. Raspberry's class? She had some news to drop for them. Find out in about 20 minutes. We also got that ultimate lunchbox. We haven't given that away. That means the Kid Nation school bus has not arrived yet. Once you hear it, be the 23rd caller, and we'll hook you up. And we want to get some good news Tuesday today as well, later on in the show, to make us feel good. It's been a rough last few days, you know, around the country. So we want to get a little smile going. And speaking of smiling, crazy makes a smile.
Sure it does.
It's time for Does That Make Me Crazy? Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Got a couple here on the text. On the Total Wireless text line, that's where we get it from. I got a new car, and wherever I go or whenever I go to my garage to get something, I give my new car a hug.
Oh,
does that make me crazy?
You love it. Yes, that's funny. So exciting.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Not crazy, I don't think.
No, I don't think that's crazy. I don't think that's crazy.
I've done it where, like, when I first got my truck, I would walk out there and just stare at it like a proud father.
Yeah.
But I never gave him a hug, and I feel bad about that.
I talk to my car every once in a while. Come on, big boy.
That's how quickly you start mistreating her, you know?
Yeah.
It's just like a relationship.
You appreciate her
at first and her beauty, and then it's like, eh.
You washed them every other day, and now it's maybe once a week.
Right.
I really like to eat goldfish crackers. I chew them up, make a paste, and then I put it between two other goldfish crackers, make a sandwich I made out of my own goldfish hummus.
Oh, my God.
Does that make you crazy? That's a lot of goldfish going on.
Yeah, I'm not down with that. That's a little cray-cray.
Goldfish hummus. Yeah, that's crazy.
I told y'all that I talk to my feeder fish, right? When I go to the pet store. And
yes, give them one last tour of the bar before you
send them
to death.
I go and buy 60 feeder fish to feed to my other fish. There's big stuff, eat small stuff. And before that, I dumped them in the big aquarium. I'd like to talk to them. Hey, guys. I want you to know this is nothing personal, about this is a cycle of life.
Yeah.
I would love to see the little fish all get together one day and say, hey, we're not taking this anymore.
Yeah,
and they all rally together and attack the big guy. That'd be something, wouldn't it?
Oh, that'd be great. There's only like three
Except
or four of them
Except fish are
in
stupid
there.
And they don't even know they're about to be eaten.
Yeah, they don't know.
They have tiny brains. Sometimes they just swim straight into the mouth.
I'm sorry if I offended anyone by using the word stupid when referring to fish. I apologize.
I thought you were going to apologize to the
Very
fish.
Very sensitive.
The fish community.
Fish people, yeah.
And to children listening, that's not a nice word.
Well, honestly, they're not very smart. Not our fault. Hey, Sandra.
Sandra?
Hello?
Sandra?
Maybe it's Sandra.
Sandra?
Nope.
Hold on,
maybe it's Sandra.
Let me make sure our phone's working again today. Hold on a second.
We've had a lot of issues behind the scenes with our soundboard, I guess you'd call
it. Does it not work?
Our phone broke.
No.
Again. No, not again.
Can we get a phone that works?
Why don't we just
start
giving out our cell phone numbers and we'll put people on speaker.
Who's going to give out their cell phone number?
Al.
No.
Or Trey. 972.
Yeah, just give out mine again.
Trey.
Come and brace. We do have our buddy from New Zealand. We brought him in here. He travels all the way from New Zealand. On holiday for a month.
Yes, New Zealanders apparently get 30 days off every year.
Right.
And he chooses to spend part of those days with us. This is his second or third time here?
I think third time.
And he's already, it's already tomorrow in New Zealand.
Yes.
But we fixed our phones.
Yes, Al.
This is really cool that we have people across the world listening.
And now here.
Hey.
Yeah.
Welcome.
I apologize. I forgot your name, man. You bought us t-shirts yesterday.
Yeah.
Sam.
Good old Sam, bro.
Oh, this is a dream come true, isn't it, Sam?
Sam, how you doing, buddy?
Good, thank you.
Oh, there it is.
Look, he's for real from New Zealand.
Yeah.
That's not a fake accent or anything.
What's your main reason in coming to the States is not just to see us?
The main reason to come to Dallas was, yes.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Every time you come here, it's just to see us?
Yes.
Oh, that's very flattering, sir.
About 15 years ago,
uh-huh.
I was living in New Orleans and started listening and haven't stopped since.
Oh, it all makes sense.
You
were living in New Orleans and then you're going there to visit some friends.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, I was coaching rugby over there.
What do you do for a living in New Zealand?
I'm a business analyst.
Ooh,
working for the government.
You work for the New Zealand government?
But you're here on pleasure. This is not business.
Correct, yes.
And you've plotted out all these cities you're going to hit. Boom, 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 boom.
Correct. Yes, yes. And my parents are meeting me in Vegas.
Okay. Is there a chance that you might be a spy from New Zealand?
No.
All
right. Not that kind of analyst.
And you brought us the All Blacks hat. That's the national team, right?
Rugby team, yeah.
The rugby team.
Yeah. Thank you very much. I'm wearing mine this morning.
Yes. I look good.
Are you a married man?
No, I'm not.
You're not a married. You're a single
How
dude.
Are the
single
ladies man. In New Zealand?
I don't know how to answer that one.
Oh, are they sort of like us?
Do you date? Are they great? Yeah.
Not really. No.
No, not really.
Well, not me anyway.
Aww.
Yeah.
Are you on Bumble?
Yes, I am.
You are.
Okay. You do
Bumble in New Zealand?
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah.
How many dates have you gone on Bumble, do you think?
Zero.
You haven't gone on any dates on Bumble?
Nope.
Why is that? Because you haven't found anyone, or is there some deep-rooted issues with yourself?
I'll take B, eh?
You take right. B. And how you're going to be in town for today, and then you leave?
Yeah, I leave tomorrow.
And you're going to go all across the country?
Yeah. So New Orleans, then Las Vegas, San Diego,
uh-huh.
and Los Angeles.
And you were planning on Hurricane Harvey kind of alter some of your plans, right?
Yeah, correct. I was going to fly into Houston before catching the connecting flight here, but that was canceled.
Yeah, the weather's been really bad this time around for your trip.
What's your favorite thing to eat in the United States?
Barbecue.
Yes.
Barbecue.
Did you have the ribs at my bar the other day?
No, I didn't eat. I just come from the I say it differently, the Pecan Lodge or the Pecan Lodge.
Oh, we say pecan in the South.
Pecan.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, I haven't been there yet. How is it? I've heard it's incredible.
Yep,
there's always a long line, though.
It wasn't too bad on Sunday morning.
Pecan.
But we have barbecue, too.
Right.
You got to go to the specialty places, Al.
Yeah, I know. It's all good. You came by. I just appreciate that.
No, I've eaten at your place before, though.
Thank you.
That's why he didn't eat this time.
That's Kelly.
Now, since you're a big rugby fan, how do you see football players here in the state? Because they wear the helmet and the shoulder pads. Do you think it's a cool sport or you think we're wusses?
No, I love the sport. I've always followed it.
Uh-huh.
I've been a New York Jets fan since I was about 7.
Ooh. A Jets fan?
Yeah, I remember
why,
you had the Jets.
Why the Jets?
They had a U.S. Expo in Wellington, which is where I'm from.
Uh-huh.
And I bought a little flag about that big.
Yeah.
And it was a Jets one, and so just sort of followed it from there.
Aww.
And it was unfortunate it was the Jets because they haven't done anything.
It was unfortunate.
Right.
and do you watch the games during football season in New Zealand?
Like? If we can get it, yeah. We only get about 2 or 3 games live a week.
And what time do they come
but
on?
But I do have my fantasy league.
They're 17 hours ahead. We figured out.
Monday morning.
So Monday morning?
Yeah.
Oh, Monday morning football.
So
or
Monday night football.
Tuesday morning is Monday night football. What?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Tuesday afternoon
is Monday night football.
Yeah.
Do you guys get along with Australian people?
Yeah.
Or are they? Okay.
Yeah. Got a few relatives over there.
Yeah, I don't know if it's like there's like beef between Australia and New Zealand, you know?
Are you guys as fascinated with our accent as we are with yours?
I guess so. Yeah, I mean, I listen to this every morning, so it's
used to.
It's normal to me. But I guess mine sounds a little bit strange.
Well, no, it sounds awesome.
I used to get teased when I was in New Orleans.
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah. Just jealous. You know that. If people tease you, they're jealous.
We're talking to our buddy Sam. He's from New Zealand, and he listens to the show, and he travels out here.
Yeah,
and
just one of his stops.
Comes to see us for one time. Any plans on finding a lady and going out on a date here in when you're in town? I think that'd be pretty cool.
He leaves tomorrow.
Yeah. I know. That's the best. It's like a rom-com, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You go on a date.
Why don't you hook him up?
Hey, call us if you want to go out with Sam.
Well, our phone's broken now.
Oh, dang it.
Yeah, that's what those... we fixed the phone.
Maybe Sam doesn't want to. You can't just force this on somebody.
Well, I have to ask this, Sam, before you go.
Yes.
Who's your favorite on this show?
Oh,
that's not fair.
No, you know what? Life ain't fair, Kelly.
Well, like you all.
No.
All in different ways.
That's very diplomatic of you.
But if you have a 2-seater car and you're going to go and hang out somewhere, which one of us would you take with you?
Geez, thanks for putting me on the spot.
Yeah,
I know, right.
That's what we do.
Thanks, JC.
Yes.
Aren't you glad you asked, Big Al?
Only just.
I'm glad he asked.
Only just.
Well, Sam, thank you for coming to see us again.
Thanks for our guests.
Yeah, thank you.
We're allowing Sam to have the VIP seat.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And the girl room.
Mm-hmm.
Used to be the woman room. Used to be the man room. Now he's going to get to sit in the AC and not burn up and sweat. Because he's showing us that he's a true fan.
I feel like we should give him something.
And we did a background check between yesterday and today, and he passed.
Yeah, you passed it.
That's why you let me in. Thanks.
So, Sam, you enjoy yourself. Al and I enjoy our hats. I enjoy my rugby shirt that you got me.
Yes.
It's called a shirt or a jersey?
Jersey.
Jersey. My rugby jersey that I'm wearing.
Yeah. Oh, the language barrier.
It's a jersey.
Sometimes they call them shirts. Like soccer,
crazy.
They call them shirts.
Bib.
That's crazy.
Or bib.
A bib.
Yeah. All right, now that our phones are fixed, we can get back to Does That Make Me Crazy?
All right.
Now, or are we coming doing it in a minute?
We're going to come back with it. So give us a call again at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And we'll take your calls next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right.
Let's try again.
Try one more game.
We fixed our phones. Thanks to Sam, who came in here, our boy from New Zealand, who's visiting and chatted with us while we were fixing our phones.
Yeah.
By the way, lots of ladies hitting us up on the text about Sam.
Really?
That accent, man.
I'm telling you, that New Zealand accent gets them going.
Well, you're married now. Maybe I should start talking with an accent.
You should. I want you to try that for one day. See if you get a lot more ladies.
Suck at that.
All right, let's try again. Our phone number, 800-KID-LIVE. It's working, we promise.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
On the text, it says, whenever I go to someone's house, whether I've been there before or not, I check to see if they have time left on their microwave and make sure it's at zero. Does that make me crazy?
Wow. That's a very random thing
that
to
is,
say.
Yes.
Yes, I'm going to go ahead and say that's crazy.
I'll agree.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Because that's a weird thing to be bothered by.
Mine always has time left because I stop it with like 2 seconds
right.
left.
Right.
It's always one.
You're in such
two.
A hurry. It really is. Yeah, I gotta have it now.
As soon as I hear a little pop going on with the cheese or whatever's in the microwave, I just turn it off.
Yeah.
So yeah, you crazy. What's up, Alex?
What's going on, man?
Our phone's working. That's what's going on. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Go ahead, buddy.
All right. So at a retail store, at a clothing store, I cannot purchase the shirt that I've tried on. Once I've tried it on, I cannot buy it. Does that make me crazy?
So you just buy another one in the same size?
It has to be one in the same size, just not the one I tried on.
Wow.
Wow. I mean, you know, when you go home, you're going to put it on. It's going to be... that's...
Do you have a BO problem and you're aware of it or something?
No, man, not at all.
Do you wash...
about that fresh shirt, fold it up nice, I guess.
Do you wash everything once you get it home before you wear it?
Yes.
You do?
Not everybody does that.
No, I don't. I like the new shirt.
I know. I find so much discrepancy in sizing that... I'll try on multiple
everything.
Of the same size and it's different. Yeah.
We think you're quirky.
Yeah, you're quirky.
Definitely.
But maybe not crazy. I don't know. I'm
takes a lot of effort.
I think it's kind of crazy personally.
I do smell the armpits on shirts I try on at the store to make sure that it wasn't like a hooch shirt. Like a lot of people have been trying it.
Yeah, I don't
know. If it's got funk on it, you usually smell it without having to sniff.
Yeah. A promiscuous shirt that has been worn by many.
Promiscuous shirt?
Maybe it's just popular.
Yeah. Yeah, but I do check that because I don't want a stinky
Maybe
shirt.
Maybe it's desirable.
Maybe it is desirable, Jenna. Mm-hmm. You're right about that. Juanita.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
Doing awesome. What's your crazy?
Okay. So I'm 26 years old and I have 2 kids. But I cannot take a shower at home unless there's another adult at home.
In case something bad happens.
I don't know. It's like, when I'm in the shower, I cannot close my eyes.
Wow.
Huh.
Yeah. Ooh. I don't know. I feel like something's going to get me or something, or somebody's going to come through the door or something while I'm in the shower. So I can't take a shower unless there's another adult in the house.
You need to stop watching scary movies, first of all.
Right? Imagine me. I would never shower. I'm always alone.
Yeah. It's just, does that make me crazy?
Yeah, that makes you a little crazy.
I think that's a little crazy.
Do you have to call someone to come over?
Well, usually my husband's home, but like sometimes he comes home late from work, and so I have to wait till he comes home to take a shower.
Wow.
What if he goes on a business trip for a week?
No. He'll go anywhere.
Yeah, you crazy, Juanita.
It's a little crazy.
Yeah, you crazy. Yeah. It's cool crazy, though.
Congratulations.
I feel like my wife would rather shower with me not home. Because I always sneak in and scare her.
Yeah.
The best time is when they're doing the shampoo, and so they don't hear you coming, and then you scream.
Man, we're 3 for 3.
Yeah, we got 3 crazies so far. On the text, when my car tells me something to do, like align your wheel or refill your washer fluid, I legitimately get angry at my car and scream at it.
Uh-huh.
Does that make me crazy? Like, don't tell me what to do.
You're not the boss of me.
You're not the boss of me. Nah, I listen to my car, man. I would.
I just ignore it. Like, it's not. Uh-huh. Didn't say anything at all. Like, whatever. Okay. Oh. Hit the okay button.
Shut
okay.
up.
Hold on, let's go back in the shower, you guys.
All right.
Okay.
Carissa's not the crazy one. She thinks her husband is. What does your husband do, Carissa?
Okay. I've been with my husband 10 years, and I've always tried to figure this out. But my husband will stand in the shower, wash his whole body, everything, get done where you're normal people. Would get out of the shower. My husband then gets his body washed and washes his hands, just his hands, under the faucet. Then he will get out of the shower.
So after he scrubbed his entire body with soap using his hands,
yes.
He will then wash his hands, just his hands, yes. Before he can get out of the shower.
Huh.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, maybe those hands have cleaned other spots.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I guess so.
See, that's his reasoning. His reasoning is, you know, he cleans down south. That's the last thing he cleans.
There you go.
So he doesn't want to touch his clean towels with his dirty hands. And I'm like, yeah, but you're still really weird.
Yeah.
Maybe we're the crazy ones for not following his example.
Clean weird's better than dirty weird.
Yeah, true that.
I know, but still, like when you clean your downstairs, it's clean. He's crazy. I think he's crazy.
Yeah.
Very clean crazy.
Very clean crazy. Okay.
Yeah, you're telling Chris that he's certified crazy on the Kid Craddock Morning Show. Congratulations. Washing his hands before he gets out of the shower. Hi, Lauren.
Hey.
So,
what do you do?
What's your butt do?
Huh?
Hers involves her butt.
Whenever I'm watching a movie and I'm bored, like, I flex each butt cheek to the syllables of the whatever the person on the movie is saying or the TV is saying.
You squeeze.
And I don't like to stop until I get an even number.
Wow.
Oh, so you, like, you go back and forth. You alternate butt cheek squeezes.
Right, right.
I get it.
You can do that.
You don't ever simultaneously squeeze?
No.
Both together?
No, just left and right.
It's like an OCD counting
That's
thing.
That's good. How are your glutes? Do you have good glute muscles?
Yeah, you have good butt.
I'd like to think so.
Yeah.
Good.
Right. Hey, when it's a dramatic scene or somebody's screaming, do you squeeze harder?
No.
Okay.
Yes, crazy again.
That's pretty talented crazy, though.
You're having a great
Because I can't do one butt cheek. I have to squeeze
really?
Both. Yeah. How do you do that?
Gotta activate those.
I'm trying to activate.
Can't you do pecs?
Can't you do one
peck?
At a time?
I can do one peck.
Okay, maybe. Same thing.
I'm trying.
Yeah.
I'm literally trying to squeeze my right cheek and nothing's happening.
Wow.
But when I squeeze both cheeks, boom.
Well, you don't have much butt.
You need to work
there.
On that.
I have
That's
no
a serious issue.
I have
Tracy.
No control of my butt.
You need to get control of that area.
I do.
Yeah, you gotta go mind a cheek. Like go mind
okay,
to
mind.
Left cheek. Squeeze.
It's not happening.
Obviously, we don't think you're crazy, but you have made JC crazy.
We got to get you engaged with these glute muscles.
I can't stop thinking about it, Lauren.
Maybe your jeans are too tight.
It's my jeans.
It's your
jeans.
Oh, he's...
Don't
are
take
you
off
taking your pants off?
We don't... What are you doing?
I want to see if I
Nobody's
can
asking you to take off your pants.
Now I'm going to squeeze my left. It's not happening.
Oh, my gosh. How weird are you?
Is it squeezing?
JC just lowered
it's
his trowel.
Squeeze.
Okay, am I doing singles?
Or I'm Snapchatting it for everyone.
No, don't Snapchat my butt. Thank you, Lauren. You're crazy.
You're going to strip off those pants and you don't think I'm going to pull out my phone?
I told you guys I clench my cheeks to go to sleep at night, but that's double cheek.
Well, that's weird. That makes you crazy.
I'm going to try the single.
Yeah, that's crazy, dude.
That was fun. Even though I can't do it.
I'll hook you up with one of my resistance bands.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Will that help my cheeks?
Yes.
Thanks, Jenna. You're the real MVP.
I want it back, though.
No, I'll give it back. I want my football back. Hi, Tamara.
Hi.
How you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. How are y'all?
Doing awesome. We want to find out if you're crazy or not. Go ahead.
Okay. I cannot stand for toilet paper to not be on, like, the actual toilet paper roll that's on your wall or whatever. Like, it can't be sitting on the sink. It can't be out to open air. It has to stay, like, in a bag covered up. Like,
oh.
If I see it sitting on the sink, I have to throw it away. I can't stand it.
Wow.
So it's either in its bag that it came in or on the roll, on the wall.
Yes. Like, because that's just gross. My boyfriend thinks I'm crazy because if it's sitting out like on the sink or something and you wash your hands or whatever, it gets all wet and nasty. And then, like, if it's sitting out somewhere, not in the bag, it's getting dust or whatever all over it, and that's just gross for girls.
You're right, Tamara. And when you flush the toilet, particles do come out if you don't have the seat shut, so it can get on the toilet paper.
But the rolls are really pretty adjacent to the toilet.
I mean, it floats everywhere,
it's
Jenna.
For wiping your butt.
Right. But you want it to be clean.
Does that...
I like putting it on my hand.
I'm trying to make Tamara feel good about herself, but yeah, you're
well,
crazy.
No, she called in to be told that she's crazy.
Tamara,
crazy.
You're crazy.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Not because you don't like the wet. No one likes wet TP, but...
No, that's gross.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you're crazy.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, don't
but,
fight
yeah,
it.
My boyfriend says I'm crazy because I freak out about it because it's just gross for girls to not be...
Right.
You stay with,
okay.
You stay with that man.
I don't like wet toilet paper. That's true.
Nobody likes it.
You stay with
the
that
other
man.
Stuff,
he's
you're
smart.
Crazy.
Yeah. Smart. You're crazy, Tamara. Welcome. Saria.
Gosh,
Jason.
You got a 50-50, Jason.
I went for one.
Yeah.
I know, my bad. Go ahead with your craziness.
Well, I don't know how I'm going to top JC's butt flexing or potty problems, but mine's kind of sweet. My husband and I were married really, really young. I was only 17.
Uh-huh.
And we've been married for 26 years now, and whenever I do the laundry, I can't wash all of his shirts.
Why?
Just in case something happens, I want his smell and his, you know, the cologne and his smell. Oh. And then if something happens, then I still have that because I feel like I just can't be without him.
What do you mean? If something happens, like if he leaves
or
something?
He dies.
Oh.
I can't imagine.
Like if he doesn't come home, then I still have to smell.
Oh.
So I always leave one of his dirty shirts out when I do the laundry.
You are sweet and morbid and good. Yeah. You're a good person. You're a good person, but that's just so morbid.
I know. It's horrible.
No, it's not horrible. I love the smell of clothes.
Why don't you just like squirt his cologne all over a teddy bear or something, and that way...
Because he wasn't wearing it.
Yeah.
He's not a cologne, but you know when you smell your perfume in the bottle, it doesn't smell like it smells like you.
Right. So. And it has its pheromones on the shirt, too.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Exactly. Yeah,
you cute crazy.
Now I'm worried about Alan.
What do you mean you're worried about Alan?
Why?
I just did all his laundry yesterday.
Hello, I'm Alan.
Alan, stay home
today. I
jinxed
myself.
Yeah, stay home today, Alan.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man,
that was something else. That was, you know what?
That was deep.
I'm going to go ahead and give our listeners a round of applause today. That was awesome.
That's what I'm talking about right there.
Yeah, Kid Nation, you brought it today. You brought the cray.
We had a bunch of crazies this morning. All right. It's a brand new episode of The Teacher Test. The kids had to take the summer vacation. Turns out, you guys, they did not pass third grade. So they're back. Yeah, they're back. But there's a little twist in their story. Find out what's going on with The Teacher Test next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Back to school.
I'm going to school.
It's time for kids across the country to jump back on the bus.
Oh, the school bus is here, kids.
Yep.
Let's jump on by calling 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Call number 23. You'll score the ultimate lunchbox, a $400 Visa gift card, and a gold toe prize pack if you like those socks. Who doesn't?
Thank you.
Love
gold toe socks.
You know what I'm saying? And you'll get the Kid Craddock Morning Show lunchbox, just like that. Speaking of back to school, there's this video that my wife found yesterday of this lady walking around Target.
Okay.
Telling you that it's not that big of a deal when you receive that list of things you need to buy for your kids.
Sure? It feels like a lot.
I know it does feel like a lot, but she puts it into perspective. Here's a little sounder from it.
It's back to school time, and I'm about to go pick up all the stuff for my kids. But here's the thing. I've been noticing lately, when people are doing their back to school shopping, everybody's complaining. And my thing is, listen, it is the end of August. I will give you anything to take my kids. I'll get you whatever you want. When the teacher says, send in some pencils in August, and in November, it's like the kids ate them for snacks, you need to send some vodka in. Because I'm telling you, I don't know how these teachers do it. So this is my public service announcement. It is August. You need to send your thank you note now to your teacher. You need to send it now. So stop your complaining. Go out and get your stupid supplies. And you need to hug a teacher on the first day of school.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's all I wanted to say. Go hug a teacher.
The video is like 3 minutes long. It's hilarious. I mean, she stops and drinks a little bottle of wine that she carries with her. She's doing her back to school shopping. I shared it on my Facebook page if you want to check it out.
Cute.
She does bring up a valid point. Kelly, you were at Target yesterday.
I was.
Did you leave $10 at Target?
Oh, that was the other day.
The other day?
I needed a $10 bill and ATM. I mean, literally, that's why I went to Target. I always have an excuse to go to Target. But ATMs only give you 20s. Every once in a while, you'll find the miracle ATM that'll give you a different denomination.
Yeah.
But I know if you go to Target, if you use your little Target card, I guess it's for every credit card, it'll say, do you want cash back? And you can say 10, 20, 30, whatever. Yeah. I'm like, yes, because I needed $10.
Yeah, a little cash
back. The only reason I went into Target was because I needed a $10 bill. And then I walked away and left the $10 bill sitting there. But this woman, ma'am. And she called me back and gave me my money.
And she gave you your money.
Yeah.
That is so nice.
Because Target people look out for each other.
They really do.
We do. It's like this bond we have. It's like a club.
That's
the community. Yeah, she could have kept the $10, but she didn't.
She didn't. She wouldn't have felt good about herself.
No. That's cool that she did that for you, Kelly.
Thank you. And thank you, Target, for making that an option. Because I need $10 bills.
Speaking of Kelly Rasberg.
It's my business, Al, but I need $10 bills.
Yeah, what did you need it for?
Nunya.
Wow. Top secret.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay.
I just needed one.
Okay. Apparently, Kelly was at the store getting some tens again yesterday. Because, Kelly, I saw you at the store yesterday, but I was too nervous to come say hi. Also, your hair is gorgeous.
Thank you.
If it wasn't you, then I found your doppelganger.
It was me.
Oh, okay.
Giving compliments. Yeah, it was me.
Now, the reason you recognize Kelly Raspberry out and about is because
I'm
she's
in the store a lot.
She's in the store a lot, and she's on the radio, so maybe you follow her on Facebook, sure. Instagram, so you see her picture. But
and never be afraid to say hey. It's really fun.
Seriously, we love it.
Sometimes I'm embarrassed because I look like crap.
Right.
But that, other than that, it's fine.
It makes
you relatable.
Good. Yeah, yeah. But if Kelly was not a radio personality, she would be a teacher.
Chances are
she would be a teacher. She's perfect to be a teacher.
Thank you, JC.
And since we wanted to know what it would be like to have Kelly Raspberry teach a class of students, we decided to give her the teacher test.
Let's get ready for school. Let's get ready for school. Let's get ready for school today.
Hey, where's our teacher?
Yeah. I wonder if Miss Asbury is going to be surprised to see us back in her class again.
Oh, didn't you guys hear?
Hear what?
Mrs. Raspberry isn't here this year.
What
you talking about, Jim?
Yeah, I heard Mrs. Raspberry finally went crazy, and she's not here anymore. So we get a new one.
Who?
Man, I hope it's Mrs. Rodriguez from pre-K, because she got them hips that move in every captivating way. Mm-hmm. They put the hip in hypnotizer, you know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
Well, I'm sorry, Al, it's not Mrs. Rodriguez.
Oh, damn.
Oh, who is it, Jenna? Her name is... This was a dramatic pause. Mrs. Evans.
What? Evans? A new teacher? I wonder if we'll finally pass this year. Oh, no. What if she's a scary or mean or La Llorona, the weeping woman who drowns kids?
La Llorona.
No. La Llorona, big Al, the weeping woman who drowns kids. She'd be all like, ay, mis hijos. She's so scary.
Well, I don't think they're going to let a ghost teach third graders how to do long division, Jose.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so sorry. I'm late.
La Llorona!
Excuse me. No yo mama jokes on the first day of school. It's been such a rough morning. My electricity went out. I couldn't do my hair. I had to get ready in the dark.
Oh.
That pretty fiddle won't help that busted face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that makes sense.
Well, then there was this old woman in a nightgown with a wooden leg, and she was throwing mashed potatoes at cars on my way into work this morning. You think that would have made traffic hurry up so no one's car is getting mashed, but all the cars are driving slowly because they didn't want to hit her. I don't know if the police ever came. I hope somebody called them. But when I left, she was rubbing the mashed potatoes in her hair, yelling, "Haters gonna hate, potatoes gonna potate."
That's crazy.
Oh, look. I got the same class. Yay.
Wait, what is going on? My mom told me our teacher was Mrs. Evans this year because you finally went crazy.
Well, she is, Jenna, and no, I didn't.
Well, where is she? Ay, Dios mío, is she a ghost? She's here, we just can't see her. I told you guys.
Does she have those thick hips that make you want to do a flip for a tip and see her bag of tricks?
Wait, what, ghost? No, and I really don't know what you said, Al.
We don't know either.
Where is this woman? Who does she think she is? The Queen of England? You would think on the first day of school she would be on time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, where is she, Mrs. Raspberry?
What was that, Jenna?
Where is she?
No, say my name.
Oh, sorry, Miss Raspberry. Where is she, Miss Raspberry?
No, you had the first part correct.
Mrs.?
Yes, Mrs. I got married over the summer.
What? You got it?
Who would go and do something crazy like that?
Like what?
Like marry you.
Oh, great. We're off to a good start already.
Married you? I can't believe it. I thought you were never going to get married.
Well, I did. To a magician. And it's been a magical summer. And now I want to know what you guys did this summer.
Well, my family and I chilled on our yacht a couple of times. And I saw some concerts. Ooh, and I went to Iceland with some guy that was really creepy.
Wow, that's awesome, Jenna. Yeah.
Creepy guy part. Good for you, Jenna. So who's next? Let's just get Big Al out of the way.
Well, I ordered a whole bunch of sheets that I got a deal from this old friend, Lil Scrimp. And then we set up a movie theater in the alleyway of Frida and Breckenham. So far, the business, well, it's kind of slow, but it's going to pick up.
Best of luck with that, Big Al. I love your entrepreneurial spirit, even if it seems a little bit illegal, maybe. Mm-hmm. So, Justin?
I went camping with my family and got a rock stuck up my nose and ate a bug.
Well, I kept coming to school because my mom doesn't believe in the summer break, so she dropped me off at 6:30 in the morning, and I would just count the leaves on the tree out in front of the building until she came here. Did you know that our tree loses an average of 15 to 30 leaves a day?
Wait, she left you here all summer?
Yeah, but she would pick me up at 4 p.m. I also made friends with the ants on the wall.
Yeah. I'm so sorry, Jose.
Okay. Oh, we doing apologies now? Well, I'd like to apologize to the dude that married you.
For what?
Oh, she hasn't looked in the mirror yet.
Oh, no. Mrs. Raspberry, I think you used your lipstick as eyeliner and your eyeliner is lipstick.
Yeah, you look like a chola. Huh?
And you have some Batman underwear hanging from the back of your pants.
Oh.
And is that a magic wand in your head?
All right, everybody. Hands, heads down. Mrs. Evans has to go to the ladies' room real quick.
Oh, number two?
Let's get ready for school. Let's get ready for school. Let's get ready for school today.
Back to school.
I'm going to school.
It's time for kids across the country to jump back on the bus.
Mrs. Evans' class is the only class in session. Everybody's back to school, it seems like, so that's why we got the ultimate lunchbox to give away. Sonia, how you doing?
What? He lied to me! Oh, my God.
Oh, no, get it! You are caller number 23. Congratulations.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
How you doing this morning, Sonia?
I'm doing great now. Thank you. How are you guys? Hi. Oh, good. My God, I got through.
So here's what you scored. You're going to get that lunchbox, very exclusive Kid Craddock Morning Show lunchbox that you can give to the kids. We'll stuff a $400 Visa gift card in there for some school supplies, and you can get a gold toe prize pack as well.
Ooh, gold toes.
Yeah. You can get bold and fun gold toe socks, the perfect addition, 20 back to school list. You always want to have the socks looking right, you know. Especially on the playground.
Gotta have your sock game
up,
girl.
Yeah, my boys are obsessed with socks. It's kind of weird.
That's a boy thing, I guess.
Yep.
That's how we roll.
Yeah, they're all funky colors, and it's weird. It just looks weird.
Well, this is going to be perfect for you guys. What grade are your boys in?
I have a fifth grader. He's going to second grade, and my daughter's going to first.
Aw.
Full house, girl.
Full house. And look at you.
Yes.
All this time now for yourself, now that they're back in school. Right, Sonia?
Oh, yes.
You enjoy the ultimate lunchbox. Thank you so much for listening to the show and calling in when you heard the school bus arrive. Hold on first. We'll get you all set up. And we got another one to give away tomorrow because we got them all week long for you, Kid
Nation. There you go.
Just like that. All you got to do is be the 23rd caller.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby.
Give it to me. Times like this is when we need some good news. We need a smile on our faces. Some good news. Those ladies that we saw the picture of at the home when they were basically waist deep in water.
Retirement center in, Houston, right?
Yeah, in Dickinson, Texas, I believe.
Yeah.
The picture going around the internet of them finally dry and in a nice lit up room is making the rounds. A lot of people sent us that picture saying that's making them feel good today. Also from the text, by the way, our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
From the text, good news. I run a nonprofit in Louisiana that supports families raising a child with disabilities. Last year, my center was flooded, and we overcame by the grace of God and others' help. Saturday, we started asking for donations to help families in Texas with a child with disabilities. Well, we have an 18-wheeler full of supplies and Amazon gift cards headed to Texas on Saturday.
Yay.
When you go through deep waters, I will be with you. Isaac 43-2. That's from Catherine.
Nice.
man, a 18-wheeler full of stuff. Look at them coming through just
very
like
nice,
that.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the phones here. Keely's got something for us. Hi, Keely.
Hi. Oh, my God. I can't believe I'm talking to you guys.
Hey there.
We're excited to be talking to you, especially since you got some good news for us.
Yeah. Well, first I want to say I was sending prayers out to all the people in Texas. Like, I'm really thinking about y'all. I'm over here in Savannah, Georgia. But my good news is I'm going on a first date tonight.
Woo-hoo! Yeah.
Where'd you meet him?
Yeah, I'm really excited. Say again.
Where'd you meet him?
I met him on Bumble.
Okay. Yes.
So, Kelly, because of you, I gave Bumble another chance. I was like, if she can find Alan, you know, maybe I can find somebody.
You will. I feel good about this.
Yeah. it says here in my notes that he is a fellow Mexican.
He's not a Mexican, but we're going to eat Mexican.
Oh, you're
going to
eat Mexican.
What is that?
I got excited because it said going on a first date, Mexican.
We're going for Mexican food.
I just expected him to be a Mexican.
Fellow Mexican.
I got excited for my
people.
You
know, there's a relationship expert said they've actually done research on this. And go ahead and do your Mexican thing. I want you to do that. They said going on a sushi date is best for a first date. Like really? Of this nature. Yeah, I don't know why.
Huh. Yeah.
Because you're sharing food and it's kind of funny to be using chopsticks.
And trying something new and quirky, I guess.
Oh, I got you.
They say sushi dates.
Well, Keely, you have fun, okay?
Thank you guys so much. Y'all have a great day.
You too.
Let
you
me
too.
Know how it goes. Hopefully I'm so excited.
First date of many.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they start.
Got to have the right attitude going into it. It makes all the difference.
That's very
right.
True.
Be you. Hey, Tyler.
Hey.
So we've talked to Tyler before, right?
Yes.
All right, Tyler. Why
is
are you feeling
update?
Good? Yeah, this is why are you feeling good?
Today is my second day of college.
Second day of college.
Oh.
And the first time you talked to the show was when?
My first day of kindergarten.
Aww.
Very nice.
Yeah, we just talked to Tyler recently. So what school are you going to again?
The University of the Incarnate Word in San Antonio.
That's right.
Oh, okay. What a beautiful name for a college.
Mm-hmm. And you're staying in the dorms?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you enjoy college, okay?
Do you have a good roommate?
I will.
You like your roommate?
Yeah, she's really nice.
Did you go all out and decorate in the room? Everybody's dorm room is so fancy.
Yeah, they look
now.
So nice now. I remember it looked like a prison cell when I went to college.
Yeah, right?
Honestly, my dorm room kind of looks like trash because I'm really messy.
Okay, good. I'm glad you're keeping that alive.
You need to decorate mess.
Yeah. Very honest.
Hey, Tyler, have fun, okay? Be good.
Good luck.
I will. Thank you.
Call us back when you graduate.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, these dorm rooms,
I saw
they're crazy.
So cool looking.
I know, right?
Yeah, mine had a hot plate. Didn't even air. I did not have AC.
Man. Tyler, call us on your first day of your first job. Yeah, we want to hear
right.
The first time.
There you go, full circle.
I'm feeling good because my son had a good first day of kindergarten yesterday.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. And by the way, his teacher goes so above and beyond, and I'm sure a lot of teachers do. She sent an email afterwards, like a pretty long email detailing how their day went.
Yeah.
Which was something like, you don't need to do that, but that was really cool that she did.
But kindergarten teachers know how stressful it is for a lot of parents.
Yeah.
And a good kindergarten teacher, that's exactly what they should do. Yeah.
Do you think they cut and paste and just put your kid's name in there, or do they?
It's a mass email.
It's a mass email, okay. But she throws names in there like, sure. So did this, and it was cool. So it's really cool to get that from her. And he had a good day. Even though he seemed like he was in a bad mood because he wanted to ride the bus with the cool kids.
Oh,
cool.
He didn't want to go with mom and dad. He's like, I want to go on the bus with the cool kids.
Oh,
like, oh man, well, we're cool, bro. We're all good. Hey, Corey.
Yes.
We're doing some good news Tuesday. What's yours?
We found out Sunday morning that we still have a house. We live in Rockport.
Oh, yes.
Right now, we have probably 250 donated cases of water, clothes, supplies, everything heading down to Rockport, Aransas Pass area.
Oh, man, I'm glad you guys still have a home, dude.
Yeah, we found out Sunday all the windows and everything are still intact. We need a new roof.
Yeah.
Shingles got blown off, but...
Hey.
And that's what insurance is for, you know?
A lot of folks don't have that, man. Be thankful.
You have your health, and you still have your house.
Yes, and my kids.
And
that's
your
right.
kids, exactly,
that's
and your
right.
family. Corey, be safe, man. Sorry you had to go through that.
Thank you.
All right, buddy. Yeah, imagine wondering if you still have a house.
Yeah.
And you have
to
wait.
So many don't.
From the text, about to donate 10 inches of hair to Pantene for wigs for cancer patients.
Oh, cool.
Took me over 2 years to grow it out.
Wow.
2 years.
I don't think I can grow 10 inches of hair in 2 years. My hair didn't grow that far.
Yeah, you can take that vitamin that Jenna takes that makes her hair grow.
Mine grows an inch a month.
Yeah. Jenna be growing.
I've been growing.
I got a good news for Jenna here.
Yay, what?
Good news for Jenna. My girl broke up with me, so I'm single.
There you go.
It's all good. She's crazy.
Yeah.
Great.
That's not a good selling point, Jenna, guys. Just know that. That's not a good selling point.
People really need to realize what they're saying, especially trying to make a first impression.
My ex is crazy. Oh, yeah. I want to get involved with that.
He wanted to share the news with Jenna.
I'm good.
Hey, Alicia.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going all right. What's your good news for us?
My good news, what makes me happy, is that I am from Louisiana and proud to be a part of the Cajun Navy.
Yeah, the Cajun Navy's getting out and about.
Yeah.
Yeah, as soon as we heard something, everybody, there were lines and lines and lines of trucks and boats and ready to lend a helping hand. Nobody was making them do anything. These are honest, hard-working men and women who put their life on the line when they don't have to.
Yeah.
Perfect. Was that gentleman that got interviewed yesterday that said, when they asked him, what are you going to go do? And he said, I'm going to go save some lives. Was he Cajun Navy? Do you know?
Oh, yeah.
He probably was. He's out there in the boat. That's really cool.
It is awesome.
Thanks for everything you guys are doing out there,
man. Thanks for the
love. Nicole.
Yes.
What's going on?
My name is Nicole Watts, and I am originally from Spring, Texas, down in the Houston area. And this Saturday, I will be donating a spray tan or giving a spray tan to anyone who makes an appointment with me and donates $20 to the Red Cross. So instead of paying me, they're going to pay the Red Cross, and you walk away with a golden spray tan.
That's cool.
That's a cheap spray tan, too.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Wow.
Kelly might want to use you when you go back to room.
Seriously, we're getting ready to go on family vacation.
Yeah.
I need
You need a spray tan anytime, and if it makes you feel golden to give, I'm all about it.
That is awesome what you're doing, Nicole. Thank you for doing that.
Yeah.
$20 spray, is that?
That's a good deal.
That's a really good deal.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
You're looking at me asking, is that a good deal?
Yeah, man? I looked at Alex.
Mine was free.
I should have looked at Jenna and Kelly.
Yes.
From the text, good news. I just got hit with a $5 an hour raise.
Wow. That's a serious raise.
Look at that.
Yeah. Making 10 or whatever.
I mean, we used to get excited for like a 25 cent raise. Yeah, you remember that?
Yeah.
Oh, literally the first raise I ever asked for, I got 50 cents more an hour.
50?
The first raise I ever asked for. My heart was in my throat. I was so nervous.
Yeah.
50 cents.
Yeah, I know.
I was like, whoo, victory.
That makes a difference. I mean, if you had it hourly.
It did back then, yeah.
It makes huge difference. Brennan.
Yeah.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing really well.
You have a sigh of relief. Huh? You have some good news for us.
Okay. So me and my buddy, we do these crazy YouTube channels. We're dads from DFW. We just like to be silly and goofy.
Yeah.
And we made one with a really popular song in it because we were doing some dad dances. And we got copyright flagged. We found out this morning they're going to lift the flag as long as we let them put their ad in our video.
Okay,
good. Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah. So the song is Cake by Florida. And the dance is, I don't know if you guys have ever heard of Fitness Marshall.
Yeah.
So he did the dance, and we kind of copied it, and we gave them both props, like Florida's song and Fitness Marshall's dance, but we have no business dancing in front of anybody.
Yeah, you got the dad dance moves. What's your YouTube channel?
So it's called Chatosaurus, like two dinosaurs talking to each other. Chatosaurus.
Chatosaurus.
Yeah.
Okay.
And just, you know, some of it's kind of quirky, but it's very family friendly, and it'll make you laugh, I promise.
My man, okay. Brandon, congratulations.
Awesome. We'll
on the channel. We'll check it out. Chatosaurus, doing some good news here. Jessica's got it for us. Go ahead, Jessica.
Wow, I have been going through a horrible divorce this year, but within the last week, I got my own vehicle with my own insurance, and I got off of my soon-to-be ex-husband's phone plan, so I'm completely independent, and my son is excited because I have a six-year-old, and I'm single momming it and crushing it. I'm pretty excited.
Yeah,
there you go, girl.
Little victories.
Yeah. Always a light at the end of the tunnel. Congratulations, Jessica. I'm glad you're done with all that. And this is really cool. This is near and dear to my heart. Hi, Savannah.
Hi.
What's your good news for us?
I just completed my first week as an English as a second language teacher for Beijing, China.
What? Beijing, China.
Wow.
Are you doing it online?
I am. I work through a company called VIP Kid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so we connect through webcams. And I get to teach children one-on-one.
That is so cool.
I'm having a memory. Did we talk about this on the air, or was I talking to somebody about this off the air? That a lot of teachers who do speak second languages and things are doing these online courses.
I think it might have been off air.
This is off the air, yeah. A lot of teachers, for extra income, they're doing these online courses for children in foreign countries and teaching them English. And it's really a good side gig for a lot of teachers here.
And Savannah, as an ESL student myself, I can tell you this, that your students are going to remember you forever.
And you definitely remember all of them. They are wonderful.
Oh, man, that's so cool. Savannah, good luck with the ESL and the one-on-ones online, okay?
Thank you so much, you guys.
Thank you.
Where can JC sign up?
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.